Serendipity
Word of the Week.
That's right. We are joined in studio right now by our wonderful resident word nerd and executive producer, Eleanor Harrison-Dungate. Eleanor, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
I love our intro. I love our new sting. It's really cool, isn't it?
The sheer excitement. I feel so official now.
We do feel very official. Now, what is our word of the week this week?
Well, I thought breakfast time, toast.
Toast.
And also I should shout out to my wonderful aunt in Canada who, you know, has come up with this word. It's one of the funny things about
She
doing
came this. Up with the word toast.
Well, she didn't come with it. She told me to do it. But the thing is because, you know, once you start getting to this point where we've done, God, however many 50 words or something, but it's really funny because all of my, like, friends and family, once
start suggesting.
Telling them, they start suggesting things and I'm always like, nah, occasionally. Oh, yes.
That would be interesting.
Good
sure.
One.
Yeah. My aunt used to make me, my aunts, I should say, they used to make me, when I was a kid, eggy toast and soldiers, dippy eggs and soldiers.
Who doesn't love it?
Oh, dippy eggs and toast soldiers were the best.
Eggy soldiers.
So I don't think we need to define toast, do we? Or do we? Because are we talking,
well, there
as
are
in, yeah,
I guess.
Warm,
well,
warm
actually,
bread?
I think there's three. But yeah, you obviously have the, well.
Cooked bread.
You have, I mean, you just have toasting.
Yes.
As a, anything can be toasted.
Oh yeah, it's just
really.
It's generally not just bread.
Not just
you can
bread,
toast
yeah.
marshmallows.
Yeah.
You toasting. Can toast coconut.
Mm.
Okay.
And then of course you have the toast, which is the burnt bread. And you also have the toast as in you know, toasting wine.
Cheers.
That
chin
one.
Chin.
Yeah. And also I don't know very much about this one, but also apparently it's something to do with an African American vernacular word meaning extemporaneous narrative poem or rap. I saw that there.
I don't know what extemporaneous
thought
means.
I should cover it. Well, out of time.
Okay.
I guess.
Sure.
But I should just mention that just in case someone's like, that's definitely something that
okay.
you should have mentioned.
So my mind went straight to brown bread.
Absolutely, as it should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in terms of the brown bread, that turned up in the early 15th century and actually originally added to wine or ale because obviously back in the day, wine and ale, not really the most delicious stuff.
Can't drink on an empty stomach either.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that's probably giving him a bit too much credit. Like,
oh, okay.
We're talking about like medieval sort of okay. English people.
So it just tasted terrible and they needed something to sop
well,
it up with.
It's not so much that it tasted terrible, but that you had a lot of, I mean, probably did, but there were dregs at the bottom.
Dregs.
And so you would put the toast in. And the other thing is it would be old bread. And, you know, back then, anything to, you know, use up the last of anything.
Everything got used.
Make sure everything got eaten. So you have this sort of old, horrible, stale bread.
Ooh.
You chuck it in the bottom of your, or with fruit in it, whatever, and you put it in the bottom of your wine or ale.
To strain.
To sort of keep the dregs down.
Ooh.
But the other thing is what they talked about was that the toast also apparently gave it a little bit more flavour because they put some fruit in it or something or other like that. And
like
so
a, like
that
an
gave it a little
sangria.
Bit of something. Yeah, so it was kind of funny because there's one thing where it's sort of about how the toast, like apparently that's slightly related to, there's this whole thing where it's like, apparently, this is a really bizarre thing, but apparently there's this story where this lady, this beauty, was like taking the cold waters at Bath and what happened was a gentleman dipped his cup into the water and drank it to her health. And obviously she's bathing in it and it's meant to have added piquancy.
Gross.
I know. Disgusting.
Drink dirty bath water.
Anyway, that's essentially what it was. But apparently it was like added
nuts.
Piquancy. And apparently that might be a bit like what the toast is meant to do with the fruit in it. I'm not
convinced.
Going to. Yeah, I'm not convinced. But that is what I found on the internet.
Must be true if it's on the internet.
But basically, people went a bit crazy after a while with toasting and they sort of started basically using it sort of as an excuse to just drink as much as they could and people start, you know, pouring alcohol into women's shoes and weird stuff
oh
like
my God,
that. And,
old shoeies.
Yeah, and trying to drink as much as they possibly could. And it got to the point where people started having like a railing against toasts.
So we're talking, hold on, I'm... My mind is still on the bathwater.
Yep.
We're back to like toasts as in to your health toasts.
Yes.
We're not on bread anymore.
Well, that's the thing. They're kind of related.
They're kind of mixed in because they toasted with the bread in the thing.
Yeah, the bread in the toast that was in the wine, that's probably what gave it that
Louise.
Name. Yeah, but they are related. But yeah, it got to the point where people were just using toast to drink as much as they can. And then there was this whole movement against toasting because it was basically like a form of like, I guess,
binge
against,
drinking.
Yeah, binge drinking. And so there were like Toastmasters clubs of like the proper etiquette to toast, which still exist.
Do you think June Dally Watkins got that as a class? How to toast properly. Oh, goodness gracious.
It's quite lovely, though, because I think with toasting, it's one of those things where it really does go back very, very long time, like to ancient times. Because you know how you did ancient history and you learned
about... I did do ancient history.
Do you remember like libations and things like that?
Vaguely, yes.
Yeah, so you'd be offering the gods some sort of drink and then everyone would drink from... a communal thing or whatever. I guess there's sort of similar things to that, I guess, that you still have in Catholic Church and whatever. And toasting is, I guess, it's sort of an iteration of that that's come down over the centuries.
Question.
Yeah.
Why do you clink glasses?
Well, there are a lot of theories about this. Possibly it increases feelings of camaraderie. Possibly. There was a whole thing of like... clinking is a sign of agreement to the toast.
Oh, like a hee-hee. Kind of like a hee-hee. Clink, clink.
Yep. And then there's clinking as a non-verbal message that you trust that your drink is not spiked or poisoned, which is a whole other thing. Because the thing is, obviously, libations and ye olde times, everyone would be drinking out of the same thing. So you're like, well, it can't be poisoned because they're all drinking the same thing. But then as soon as they started having like singular glasses, it started being this whole thing where you could very easily poison someone. So that was a whole
new
thing
level
that happened.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, that's like the clinking is like, it's not spiked. Hopefully.
We hope.
And there was like, there's this other theory that, and it's similar to the poisoning thing where if you clink and a bit of your wine spills into someone else's glass and their wine spills into your glass, that means neither can be poisoned because obviously...
Or we're all going down together.
Yeah, all going down together. Yeah, so... And then, of course, you've got clinking possibly to drive away evil spirits. I mean...
Lord, people do it all for...
There are a lot of possible origins.
This is a far more complicated topic than I thought it would be.
I know.
When you came in this morning and you said, Jess, toast, I thought, delicious, I'll have mine with peanut butter. But this is a whole new level of just a subtext that's come into these words.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's a bit.
It's always a lot of fun.
It's a bit crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like it though.
Well, how brown do you like your toast? Just out of interest.
Oh, okay. So I'm like a medium sand color.
Oh yeah.
I don't like a full toasting, but I can't stand warm bread. But the secret to toast, dear Eleanor, come close, let me tell you, is not the way in which it's toasted, but the time after which you remove it from the toaster that you apply butter.
Oh, agreed. Absolutely.
It's got to be not so much that it completely sinks in and melts everywhere, but enough that it doesn't stay solid on the top. It's quite a science.
Well, it's quite interesting that you mentioned butter because a good friend of mine, when she was about 6 years old, she believed, I would say, she thought it was toast. I think it was warm bread. It was basically like bread that, you know, has very just slightly started toasting.
It's just been microwaved, essentially.
Yeah, essentially. But to the point where... it was still so cold that it wouldn't melt the butter.
Oh, no.
So she got given a butter warmer for Christmas. She still has it, still uses it.
That's terrible.
Yeah, she just believes in the, like, you know, if you could have, like, the, I guess, 0.2 setting on your toaster, that would be her toast.
And apparently those settings are, like, minutes toasted, not degrees of toastiness.
Huh.
I learned that.
I mean, that makes sense.
I know, and I just thought it was levels of toastiness, but apparently it's minutes, it's in the toaster.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, so I like a good 3.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
I'm a good 3 on the scale.
Mm-hmm.
And then wait probably 30 seconds with the 2 pieces of toast making a teepee so that they don't sweat onto the plate.
Oh, okay.
It's all quite a science.
Wow, you really do put a lot of effort into it. A
lot of effort, and then butter and very quickly jam or peanut butter on the top.
Oh, no Vegemite?
Yeah, I can do the Vegemite sometimes, but if you do the Vegemite, then you've got to get the the butter melted right in.
Mm.
It's all a science in my house.
Mm.
No one else appreciates my toasted genius. But there you go.
I also like Vegemite and a bit of tomato sauce. Not tomato sauce. I didn't mean to say that. Tomatoes.
Oh, God.
Tomatoes.
Vegemite and tomatoes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My aunt
My grandmother likes tomato sauce.
And Vegemite.
Mm. Oh, not and Vegemite, just tomato sauce on toast.
Toast.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Not one I'd heard before.
Well, there you go.
I do like a good banana. Crazy. Banana and honey too.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, that's right. You don't like bananas.
Oh, disgusting
stuff. Eleanor has a phobia of bananas, everybody.
Absolutely.
If you ever see her on the street, throw a banana at her. It'll be hilarious, I promise.
Thanks, Jess.
It's radio. No one knows your face. It's fine. We'll have to leave it there. Fascinating. Thanks for joining us this morning, Eleanor.
Thank you.